Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is an update on the situation in Turkey. If you follow the channel, you'll know that I recently reported that there was a problem with the supply of natural gas from Iran, and that the Turkish authorities had announced that this would result in a reduction in supply of gas of 40% to the power stations and 60% to industry. And that was likely to result in blackouts and major problems for Turkish industry. And we've got a latest update on the situation, and it's much worse than I originally expected. So in this video, I'll run you through exactly what the latest status is with regards to the gas supplies and what's happening with electricity in Turkey. I'll give you an update on the weather in Turkey because this problem has coincided with a particularly cold snap. I'll tell you about organised industrial zones, which are economic areas in Turkey that have been designed to attract in industry. I'll give you a detailed update on four different businesses that are specifically affected by this problem. And finally, I'll wrap up with a summary and talk about what the short-term and long-term implications of this are for Turkish industry, people, and the economy. So before we get started, if I could ask you at some point to give me a thumbs up if you're enjoying the content in this video, and please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And as you know, with my videos, I always include chapters. So if there's a particular section that you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip through it and move on to the next topic. So it was recently announced that there were technical difficulties with the pipeline that supplies natural gas to Turkey. And natural gas is really important to Turkey because it's used for three main purposes. Firstly, it's used to produce electricity. It's around about 27% of all electricity in Turkey is produced using natural gas. Secondly, it's used by industry in their production processes and in manufacturing. And thirdly, it's used by consumers to heat their homes and for cooking. The supply of gas from Iran represents around 16% of Turkey's total supplies. And when the supply difficulties were disclosed, the authorities announced that industry were facing cutbacks of 60% for a period of 10 days, and that the power stations would have a 40% cut in their supplies for the same period. In my previous video, we talked about blackouts that were starting to occur in Turkey and said that this was likely to cause disruption and problems over the next couple of weeks for Turkish industry. However, the announcements that have just been made reveal that the situation is far worse than that. The Minister for Energy and Natural Resources has just announced that all electricity will be shut down for the organised industrial zones for the next 4 days. I'll talk about the organised industrial zones in a bit more detail in a minute. However, these are the areas that have been set up in Turkey to attract in industry. So this is where all of the industry is located, and they're now going to be without power for a 4 day period. Originally, we thought the impact on industry would be predominantly focused on the lack of natural gas. And potentially that could have been manageable because not all of the industry in Turkey is using natural gas directly. The announcement that electricity is going to be shut down for 4 days is going to affect every single company in Turkey. And the advice that's been given by the authorities is that all industries should shut down for this period. Now, this is a major disaster for the whole of these industries. A lot of these companies are working on a 24-hour basis. And one of their efficiencies is the fact that they can keep things being produced constantly. If you have to undertake a shutdown, then that has a big impact on both your productivity, and it also has major problems for your workforce because they're not working and therefore they're not going to be paid. Now, there's very little official news being released about this shutdown, but we've managed to find information about specific companies from the public disclosure platforms in Turkey. And later in this video, we'll talk about some specific industries that have already disclosed what's happening with regards to their production. Unfortunately, the disruption to the natural gas supplies has coincided with one of the coldest periods that Turkey has experienced in recent times. And heavy snowfall hit Istanbul yesterday and actually caused the airport to be closed for the first time since 2019. All schools and vaccination centres were also closed, and it was impossible to use the majority of roads in the city. Now, this has obviously come at a very bad time for the Turkish people because the vast majority of homes use natural gas for heating and cooking. So we're going to see a big increase in demand for heating at exactly the time when Turkey wants everybody to minimize the usage because their supplies are currently restricted. So this is going to make things worse because we're going to see the existing supplies be run down quicker as all of the households use natural gas for heating and cooking. Organised industrial zones were first established in 1960 in Turkey and have been set up all across the country as specific areas to attract in industry and manufacturing and to be the heartbeat of the Turkish economy. Now, these are large areas of land that have been specifically built with good infrastructure to attract in overseas investment. There are currently 258 organised industrial zones and another 95 in construction. So this is really a massive part of the Turkish economy. And economic benefits have been offered to industry, which has attracted in investment from lots of overseas multinational companies. There are over 67,000 different companies that operate in the organised industrial zones, and more than 2 million people are employed in these areas. So the announcement that all electricity to these organised industrial zones is being shut down for 4 days is an absolute disaster. The Turkish economy is entirely dependent upon exports and it is reliant upon its industry for those exports. So what we should have seen is the Turkish authorities protecting the organised industrial zones to make sure that they had first priority with regards to electricity and gas supplies. Because without the industry, the whole economy is going to suffer, and that means the people who are employed there are going to suffer, and it's just going to have a massive domino effect on the whole population. The shutdown of electricity will mean that all of the industry will need to stop for at least 4 days. But the knock-on impact is likely to be much greater than just 4 days, because it's highly disruptive to a lot of industries and a lot of factories to close down. They operate on the basis of constant production. And often when shutdown occurs, it is very difficult to get the systems back up and running. So the impact of this 4 day shutdown could be much worse than just 4 days of lost productivity. So let's talk about some of the specific industries that are being affected by this issue. Ege Industry has announced that it will close its two factories for the entire period of the electricity outage. Ege produces axles for the automotive industry, and it serves both the domestic and the international market. So Ege is producing heavy-duty axles that are used in vehicles all across the world. And the processes involved in its factories require a lot of energy, and they also require constant production, because we've got a production line here. So things are started at one end and produced at the other end. So when you have a shutdown, it's going to affect the productivity and also the efficiency of this business. Shutting some of these machines down will also cause problems because it will take some time to get everything back up to an operating level. But the biggest issue that Ege is facing is that it is a small part in a global supply chain. And when you have a problem in one part of the supply chain, it causes massive knock-on impacts. So we've seen that in the automotive industry recently. We saw a shortage of semiconductor chips, and that has caused new vehicle production to fall all across the world. So closing this factory for 4 days could have some major knock-on impacts, because a lot of other businesses will be relying upon these axles to be delivered on time. And if they're not delivered, then that will cause delays to those companies, and there will be a further knock-on impact to the production of those vehicles. So a 4 day shutdown for Ege is going to have a ripple effect all across the world, and everybody who's relying upon these parts is going to have problems going forward. So this is a good example of how something small like the supply of gas in Turkey can have an impact on the global economy and can cause problems with the supply of vehicles and impact on a whole industry. Cartesan produces packaging for a variety of different industries. The factory produces 240,000 tons of packaging per year. It exports its products to 27 different countries, and they are used by tens of millions of consumers all across the world. The company has announced that its production facilities will be closed for the entire period of the electricity outage. Now, this is a disaster for Cartesan. The packaging industry operates on very thin margins, and it's based upon constant productivity and constant output. If you're using recycled materials such as paper, then you need to keep all of your machines running 24 hours a day. So shutting down this facility for 4 days is going to have a massive impact on this business. And one of the problems that the business is going to face is that it's going to run short of its stock. So at the moment, it has a very efficient supply chain. So it produces all of its packaging. It will then be shipped all across the world in containers. And there will be timings all booked in for the collection of all of its output and when that cargo is going to be moved. So as soon as you stop your production, that means that your supplies are then affected and your timings are all thrown out. And that's going to have a big cost implication for Cartizan because they're going to have to rebook the shipping of all of their production. But the impact on the business could be much greater than that because the packaging industry is highly competitive. There are a lot of suppliers all across the world. And if Cartizan can't produce the packaging on time, then it's possible that some of its customers could then look to their other suppliers and take more supplies from those businesses. And if that happens, then Cartizan could lose this business on a long-term basis. The other obvious implication here is that all of the staff that work for Cartizan won't be working for the next 4 days and therefore won't be getting paid. And that will have a knock-on impact into the economy as well. Cat Mercer produces heavy-duty trucks for both commercial and military use. And it also produces a lot of parts that are used in the automotive industry all across the world. It has a long list of international car manufacturers who use these parts, including Ford, Mercedes, Volvo, Hyundai, Renault, Iveco, and Mitsubishi. Now, this is a very specialist manufacturer, and these parts are used in large vehicles. So closing down this production will have a massive impact on the business. Firstly, it's going to stop the productivity and have all of the issues that we've just discussed for the other two businesses. But secondly, it's going to have a reputational impact because a lot of these major OEMs are waiting for these parts to be delivered so that they can produce their finished vehicles. So if there's a delay in the delivery of those parts, then firstly, it will cause a delay in the production of those vehicles. But secondly, this could cause this company to lose its contracts because the big OEMs do not like unreliable suppliers. So if it's now viewed that this is potentially something that could happen again, then these guys could lose their contract and this could have a damaging effect on both the long-term profitability and also viability of this business. Food production is a massive part of the Turkish economy and represents around about 20% of GDP. And a lot of food production relies upon refrigeration. And refrigeration requires electricity. So a 4-day shutdown in the supply of electricity is going to have a massive implication for the food production sector because they won't be able to refrigerate any of the produce that they are working with. So this is potentially disastrous for this industry. Turkey imports a lot of fish, and a lot of that fish is held in a frozen or a refrigerated state. The food producers have made an appeal to the authorities to ask that they have dispensation and that electricity is continued to be supplied to all of their production facilities. At the moment, that appeal has fallen on deaf ears, so it looks like the food production sector is also looking at a complete blackout for the next 4 days. Now, that will have a number of knock-on impacts. Firstly, they won't be able to produce any food, so that's going to have an issue with regards to the supply chain and the actual provision of food for Turkish consumers. Secondly, they'll no longer be able to refrigerate any of the produce that they're currently holding, so all of that stock could potentially be wasted. And thirdly, if the freezer areas of these plants lose power, then potentially these businesses could lose a huge amount of stock that they've been building up and could have a massive impact on the profitability and viability of these businesses as well. So what's the summary in conclusion? Well, obviously, this is a disastrous situation for Turkey. The reduction in gas supplies has caused a knock-on impact to electricity, and that is now having a disastrous effect on industry in Turkey. The authorities made it clear that they wanted to prioritize all consumers and to make sure that everybody had natural gas supplies for heating and cooking. But the problem with that is that Turkey is entirely reliant upon its industry. Exports are the biggest part of the Turkish economy. And if industry is unable to reduce things, then that's going to impact on exports and that's going to impact on the economy. Shutting down electricity in the organized industrial zones for 4 days is a crazy decision because the impact is going to last much longer than 4 days. A lot of these businesses are low margin and the factories need to be operating 24/7 to achieve the efficiencies to make the profits. Once you close these facilities down, it will take some time to get them back up and running again. So we've lost all of those efficiencies and that's likely to have a massive impact on the profitability of these businesses. And this could cause a lot of these companies to start making losses. Added to that, we've got 2 million people who work in these factories who are now going to be out of work for at least 4 days. As you'll know if you follow the channel, there's been major problems with inflation over recent times. So everybody has less spending power and less disposable income. So none of these workers can afford to lose 4 days' pay at this point in time. Added to that, we've got one of the coldest periods of weather that's been seen in Turkey for a number of years. So there's going to be an increased demand for fuel, and that's also going to put pressure on everybody's disposable income. But my biggest concern here is the long-term impact on Turkish industry. Turkey is an important part of the global supply chain. The companies I talked about in this video provide components that are used by industry all across the world. And problems with the delivery of those components cause other problems for other businesses. So there's a knock-on impact. And when you have a situation like that, the companies at the top will look at their supply chain and they will look at where the problems are originating from. And if the problems are seen to be caused by Turkey, then going forward, the companies at the top of that supply chain may look to change where they source these materials from. So Turkey could lose out in the long term. It could lose its contracts. It could lose its position in the global supply chain in a lot of these industries if this happens again. And my concern here is that this could be a recurring problem for Turkey over the next 3 to 6 months. A full explanation as to why the gas supply from Iran has fallen short hasn't really been provided. We've heard that it's technical difficulties, but Iran are now saying that the pipeline is fully operational again, but Turkey are saying that they're not receiving the volume of gas that they originally wanted. So there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now, but I think fundamentally what we're seeing here is a manifestation of the problems that we saw at the back end of 2021 with Turkish lira and the lack of foreign currency. If this does turn out to be a recurring problem in Turkey, then we're going to see more blackouts. We're going to see shortages of natural gas. We're going to see more shutdowns in industry. And potentially, this could be disastrous for the long-term position of Turkish industry in the global supply chain. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as soon as I hear them. If you've liked what I've said in this video, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.